On this episode of the Virtually Free Podcast, I had the absolute pleasure of sitting down with Catalina, and we spoke about fixed mindset versus growth mindset. Now, this episode is in-depth. We talk a lot about self-mastery and personal development and my journey and her journey in the understanding of how fixed and growth mindset have played a massive role in each of our lives. This episode is for you if you're in the process of unraveling your past habits and characteristics and things that just made your life not what you wanted it to be. This episode is also a kick in the pants for everyone that is ready to take full control of their lives. And as Catalina and I say, we just want you guys to get on Google and change the way that you've been living. All right, guys. Welcome back to this episode of the Virtually Free Podcast. Today I have with me Catalina Patain. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Amy. I appreciate this opportunity.
Well, you're most welcome. I'm excited to chat with you today and get into the goods that these podcast episodes / interviews / really just conversations tend to be. So before we, you know, talk about all the things, why don't you talk a little bit about yourself, what you do, and how you came to be on the podcast?
So I'm originally from Colombia, South America, and I came 7 years ago to the U.S., and I didn't know anything about anything. I came really young, and I just wanted to get out of what I was living in Colombia. And so I came, I applied for a job, and I landed this job, and I've stayed in that job for quite a while. I'm actually still in that place, but being in that place, I learned a lot about myself. And within the last maybe 2 years, before that, my mom has always been into the growth mindset, and my mom is a Reiki master in Colombia. So I've been in touch with this kind of information all my life, but I kind of rejected it for a long time. So within 2 years, the last 2 years, I started asking myself these big questions about life. And I started asking myself, is this it? And I think that's where we all, you know, that's where we, majority of us start at one point. Try to question what we're living. I've been pursuing money, and more than money, I think I was pursuing validation from my outside world. So I wanted to go up in that corporate ladder really quickly and, you know, get all those titles and things, you know, achievements under my belt. But then I started being very unhappy, and I started questioning what I'm doing. So 2 years ago, my husband told me, hey, you know, since you're in all this, we should watch I'm Not Your Guru, Tony Robbins, on Netflix. And I love it. I watched it, and I was like, it kind of opened my mind to thinking really that what I was thinking, it was not craziness, that I wasn't crazy about questioning what is that I'm doing. And from there, I immersed myself in the information of growth mindset and coaching. And so I decided to become a life coach. I certified myself, and I've been in that process, which I'm there already, of certifying myself and learning all these things. Because once I discovered this world of, you know, you can't control your destiny through your thought and your mindset, it was like a total shift. But first I had to hit, you know, that rock bottom of unhappiness, if you will.
Yeah, of course. I find it so interesting, just as people, that we really have to hit something like rock bottom. I have a few rock bottoms, but I have a very clear memory of the day. Like, I remember where I was. I remember what I was wearing. I remember everything. Like, I remember that day, and I was like, whoa, like that day changed my life. But it's really funny that we have to hit that like moment of, it could be so different for everyone, in order to be like, hey, we deserve happiness, or we deserve to live a life that we want to live and not one that's just kind of been passed to us through society and our parents and all that fun stuff, right? So I really thank you for sharing that. Before we go, I'm just curious, where in Colombia are you from?
Bogota, the capital.
Okay. Yes, I've been to Bogota, so I've been to Colombia too, obviously, because I've been to Bogota, so that's why
I love my country, and I advocate for, you know, people always have like the stereotypical thoughts when they meet me, and then they went after they're done talking to me, they're very curious about going there and meeting this place because it's amazing.
Yeah, I spent a month in Colombia in 2010, so that was a while ago, amazing. But I love Colombia, so it holds a special place in my heart. So I just wanted to know where, but that's amazing. But yeah, like, as you were saying, like, it's interesting that you had to hit rock bottom. It's also super funny that you found the Tony, it was just like, finding Tony Robbins on Netflix, or it was actually your boyfriend or husband, I forget which one you said, that
your husband
that was like, let's watch this, and it changed the trajectory of your life. Like, how cool is that?
Well, to go back to the rock bottom, there's scientific reasons for it, and it's because we are in that point, we're going in that trajectory of life where we think we got to figure out, but maybe we're living other people's dreams, you know, whatever other people put in our heads, our parents, our teachers. So there was a point in my life where I was told that I was not going to do much in life. I was going to be that, you know, I was not very good in school. And you hear that a lot from every person that is in this business, is I was not the kid that was doing well in school, and I was told I'm going to suck at life. and I was kind of feeling that void that I had from that moment of my life where I was trying to get that external validation. But that rock bottom is a scientific proof that you need to hit that rock bottom to get so shocked and traumatized to move your body to a different place. And my rock bottom wasn't even so shocking. I was buying a Louis Vuitton purse, I spent all this money, and the next day I woke up feeling miserable. And I was like, what is the point of doing this and having all these things if I'm going to wake up feeling like this?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So yes, I've been always questioning the mindset. I've been since I was little, and my mom, you know, had this whole approach to life, very unique. I always question life, but I rejected it for a long time. And my life has changed like that. I was talking to my coach recently, and I was telling her that my life kind of goes by cycles. So him mentioning Tony Robbins did totally change how I was doing things and made me go and search for what I needed. And it was the key to totally transforming my mindset.
And that's really awesome. So you mentioned, you said that you were a kid that, like, let's talk about growth mindset. Sorry, sometimes I'm like, oh, they'll know what I'm talking about. But growth mindsets and mindset. So you said as a child that you were someone that was told, like, you're not going to go very far, you're not very smart, or something along those lines from teachers, whoever you were told. How did that impact you I'd love to hear, like, how that impacted you as a child and someone, like, going to try to discover what to do.
So the impact is huge because it basically put me into the fixed mindset. It put me into the mindset that I'm going to have, it put me into the fixed mindset, but thanks to that, I also changed the growth mindset. So it's contradicting, but it put me in the fixed mindset for a while of, I got to go get a husband that's going to support me because I'm not intelligent. There was a point in my life that I thought I was not intelligent, and I needed someone to support me economically because I was going to die if I didn't find someone to support me. My father, he didn't know what he was, like, doing with those comments, but he was telling me constantly, you're a woman, you need to, you know, go get a husband. And that sounds terrible when I say it out loud, but in all reality, when he did that, he actually pushed me to that growth mindset because I was always trying to prove him wrong. So that's why I'm saying it's contradictory. It's not fully just terribly bad that I was told that, because in that, I discovered my traumatic experiences, but I also discovered that I needed to do something to change. So pulling my responsibility, you know, to take the charge of my life.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, I think that's something that is really important and needs to be said, is that what happens when we're younger from our parents, it's very rare that they know what they're doing when they make these comments. You know, I have these conversations with my parents now about the detriment of like some of the stuff they've said to me, because it made me into a perfectionist, or it really messed with my fixed mindset, because I'm like you, Catalina, like I had a fixed mindset. It's different though, and I'll talk about that in a second, but it's more so to help them understand like why I'm on a more spiritual path. And the biggest thing for me right now is trying to help to explain it to them and them not take offense, because it's hard when you say like, well, you said this to me and it affected me this way. If their intention probably wasn't that, right? But it's just the...
No, and it's not. Definitely it's not. It's yeah, there to protect you.
Yeah, sorry. Go for it.
I wanna mention something to you that is fundamental for my explanation of fixed and growth mindset. And I believe in epigenetics. And what that means is the DNA code is the DNA code. So we all have the exact same amount of issues and weakness and strengths in our DNA. But the way the DNA expresses depends on the environment. So this sense, this notion of we are victim of our DNA, comes from our DNA, and you can't change it. That's the beginning of the fixed mindset, in my opinion. And when you're from 0 to 7 years, this, you're a recording machine. So parents right now, and I see it so much, are like, oh, they're kids, they don't listen, it doesn't matter. But the part that we're missing is kids between 0 and 7 years are recording absolutely everything. So that then when they grow up and they come up with crazy behaviors that you don't realize, it's because at one point it was installed in their subconscious. Our subconscious is absolutely necessary to function. So if we start from that point and start educating people that, no, kids are recording. Don't, if you don't want this behavior to replicate in, later on in their life, don't start talking bad about people in front of them or that kind of thing, you know? But we double standard our kids. Don't do this, but we're talking in front of them about this, but we don't care if they're children. They don't listen. So that notion of not listening is fundamental to destroy. That's why I feel like the fixed, that's, I think that's where fixed mindset starts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And for me, like my fixed mindset, like just to talk a little bit about your example, because it's very similar, is I was told like that, you know, I have the other way. I was lucky to be in a situation where my genetics made me like easily very intelligent. So I was pulled out of school to go to like higher levels of like, not pulled out of school, but like I would have, you know, extra assignments. They would give me more work. They would do stuff so I would be challenged. And when it got to a point of me, my development not like keeping up that speed because I had other commitments, you know, I started into sports and all this stuff, I just didn't have all my talent in one place, or what my fixed mindset, if you want to look in a fixed way or whatever. So when I started quote unquote losing my intelligence, which is not what happened, but when it wasn't as easy for me anymore, and when it was hard, it really hit me to a point where it's like, what is happening where I am no longer smart, or I am no longer like good at these subjects? Because I had the idea that you either were or you were not. There was no, you could try and be better. And I think that's one of the things that I feel like teachers and parents and, you know, just society is doing better at, but we need to do so much better at it.
I agree. I 100% agree, because like in your example, it's almost like the same thing that happened to me, but the other way around. So in your example, they promote your intelligence and they tell you you're so good, and, you know, they give you all this reward for being smart. But the problem is that we're not supposed to be smart. Smart is something that we can learn. We're supposed to be learners. That's how we should be in life, because when we're smart and we fail, we get, our ego gets immediately hurt, and we start feeling, like you said, like, what do you mean? I'm losing my value because I'm not smart anymore. but it's not smart. It's a concept, is an attack that I think that it should be smart or dumb, or attack that should be totally eliminated from school systems and vocabulary itself. We are all smart.
Absolutely. It's also funny because a lot of the time it's almost like a label. It's almost saying like you're smart or you're dumb, but it's like comparing it to like you have blue eyes and you have hair. It's like it's not a like so much so a fact. Like it's so it can change. There's ebb and flow. And exactly what you said, like we need to eliminate that vocabulary from, you know, conversation, because it just perpetuates the fixed mindset kind of ideology that has taken over a lot of like mainstream thought, right?
Right, right. So to explain a little bit what fixed mindset is, it's the mindset that there's two traits to that mindset, and is that intelligence and talent are, can't change, you're born with it, and that's it. So for instance, I would love to sing, but I suck at singing. And maybe up to 4 years ago, I was like, there's no chance I'm going to sing. I mean, I sing horrible. And then I started thinking, you can learn even how to sing. That's something that you can learn. So the fixed mindset puts you in a place where your cards were dealt at you the day that you were born, and you have no control over your life. And that is totally shutting the human potential down, mm-hmm. because we have all these abilities to do everything we want. And when a parent without knowing, and it's a chain, is a cycle, you know, my parents were like raised like that and so forth. So parents don't know what they're doing. So I think that we need to start implementing more this notion of intelligence is something that you learn. It's not in your DNA, and through hard work and discipline, you can accomplish anything you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see it a lot in my work now with my clients, is they're the fixed mindset, even though it's interesting because let me back this up. So I think the one thing that we need to explain to the audience, if they don't already know, is that you can and probably do have elements of both. You probably have elements of fixed mindset and growth mindset. It's just a matter of what one comes out in the majority, right?
Right. So I think that the majority of us operates from the fixed mindset because that's like the common denominator for the majority of us. Growth mindset is not so new concept, but it is a concept that is not that old out there. Like, people do not talk about growth mindset. We all operate from both, depending on the situations and depending on the environment. So before I started the job that I have, when I started this job, I was operating from a total fixed mindset. And in 2014, when they fired my boss, opportunities came up and I started learning. And I proved myself that I could do more and more, and I started growing tremendously. And without even realizing, I was operating from a growth mindset. I can learn whatever I want. So Google was my best friend.
Yes.
And I didn't go to school for finances, but I would Google everything. And so operating from both is normal, but we need to understand what makes us operate from one or other, and it's basically our nervous system. It all comes down to our nervous system.
Which is fascinating. And this is like one of the things I just love about, you know, all self-development, because it really does come down to like self-mastery in a way that like you are literally hacking your genetics. You are changing the way, you know, neural transmitters fire. You're changing all these things by opening up your mind. And, you know, the very first step, in my opinion, is understanding that what you are born with is not your circumstance. You can change it. You can be free of it. And then you go down this crazy self-development world, and then you come out the other end and you are literally a different person. And but you are still, the best part is that you are still inherently who you were supposed to be.
Right, right, right. So when you say self-development, I start thinking, you know, the self-development world has this tag, almost like spiritual, like cult So the first time I mentioned at work that I was going to go to a Tony Robbins seminar, they were like, oh, you're going to drink the Kool-Aid. And it's like, when I came back with my new mindset, they were like, oh, yeah, they gave you the Kool-Aid, funny in games, but chill. Like, you're too much right now. And self-development, it's something that needs to also be removed from that tag of cults. And negative, you know, people are changing. That's bad. We have so much fear about change that we don't realize that change is necessary. So I wanted to say that as a side note. But in order to start your self-development journey, I think that besides understanding yourself, you need to understand your physiological, like you yourself at a physiological level. So we don't care of our bodies. We just, you know, grow, gain weight, drink a lot of alcohol, party a lot, sleep little. And we don't realize that our bodies is what, you know, carries our spirit in this world. And understanding that the nervous system is like an own brain itself, it's fundamental for your self-development. Because the nervous system is there to defend you. So once you understand that that system is fundamental to defend you from you know, being hurt, and you understand that what's happening is not there to hurt you, the situations are not to hurt you, but to learn, you start modifying the what sparks in your nervous system. And now you don't trigger this cortisol and adrenaline hormones, but you start breathing and you start calming your circuits, where you can start changing from the fixed to the growth mindset.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like that might have just went over, like, I just want to sum up what you just said to make sure that I understand too. So what you're saying is that, like, in order to really start on this first stage of overcoming a fully fixed or, you know, majorly fixed mindset and starting on your self-development, self-mastery journey, like the place that you need to start is essentially your health, because you need to make sure that your body and your mind are in as optimal condition as they can be in, because I mean, it's going to be taxing. Like you're, as you said, like change, people are scared of change. They don't like it. And a lot of people don't understand the toll in a good way. Like it's a good exhaustion, but that change can be on your body. So in order for you to make sure that you'll, you know, fulfill it and like get to where you want to go, you've got to take care of yourself.
Yes, that's exactly what it meant. The health, the body and the mind. I've heard all my life, well, the money and the mind, and I didn't really connect the two at one point. So I was partying a lot, and so my energy levels were very low. I that made me very moody and cranky, and I couldn't get myself out of certain mindset because I was not giving the attention to my body. But once I start, the first thing I did was starting to understand how my body functions. So basic biology that I didn't pay attention when I was in school, but how do I function? What am I made of? And how all these crazy processes are triggering depending on the environmental responses, or how my body and my mind is understanding what's happening from the outside. Once you start understanding your physiological body, like your body, once you start understanding yourself, you start feeling like, before I start doing this, I didn't understand ever when people would say breathe and you will feel better. To me, breathing is just, you know, I just breathed because I needed to leave, but it wasn't fundamental for me to understand what is that breathing does for me. So the breathing really helps calm that nervous system. So when you're healthy and you understand how you function, then you can start operating from a different point. But it's fundamental to understand that you need to give the attention to your body.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think one thing, and we can't really get too far into this, but I think it's a good tip to add, is that in 2019, when so many people have autoimmune disorders, as well as a lot of, not necessarily allergies, but sensitivities to gluten and dairy and sugar and all this stuff, being able to really recognize that and cut that out is also an essential first step. Believe me, I struggle with it all the time. And it is, and I know it is, like the number one thing holding me back from being where I want to be is my health. I'm working on it, but like it's important. And I think it's important to really like hone in on that and mention that, because if you're willing, like it's one thing to be motivated and to be ready to take on the world and ready to like super like change your life. But when you feel like poop, you know this, if you feel like poop and you aren't changing anything, you don't want to do anything. You don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to do anything other than watch Netflix. Like you've got to set yourself up for success. It's already going to be hard enough. So I think that's like one of the main reasons that, you know, Catalina and I are really insistent on this, because as you said, like the mind and the body, you don't really get it until you get it. It just clicks one day and you're like, oh, I understand. How did it take me 25 years to really get this?
Yes. And we forget that it took us 25 years to get there. So when we, for instance, start exercising and we don't see any change within a week, we're just whatever, I don't want to do it anymore. We forget very quickly that it took us 25 years to where we are. So yeah, exactly. We need to keep in mind and be patient with ourselves and give time for the process. We need to understand that everything is a process. It took you 25 years to where you are. So now it's time to take control and do mindful decisions about your body and give time to the process.
Absolutely. I love that. Catalina, it's been so fun talking with you about growth mindset and fixed mindset. And I love talking about this stuff. It's just so important. And we need to talk about it more. We need to normalize it. We need to do exactly what you said and take the whole cult, personal development, self-development out of the cult world, because it's totally different than that. It's really just about becoming the best person you can be.
I want to add one thing. I want people to know that I don't want people to think that you're going to wake up one day and you're going to be like, okay, I'm ready to be in a growth mindset and boom, things just change. Change is a process. And what you need to focus is on the progress of what you're doing, not necessarily the result. Ultimately, you need to have a goal, but when we only set our mind to the result, then we forget that everything is a process, and that's when frustration comes in place. It is going to be hard to change. There's no question about it. If someone is saying to you, oh, you're going to take a pill or it's going to be a magic one-week program and you're going to be a total different person, that is absolutely wrong, because everything in life is a process. So in order to accomplish things, if it took you, I don't know, it took me 32 years to be like this, I needed help. So I went and looked for coaches and information and mentors, and I immersed myself into this information, and I looked for the help. So one thing that is fundamental is go get the help. There's a ton of information online. I'm online. There's all kinds of free stuff online that you don't have to even pay for, and give yourself the chance to even start thinking about changing.
Absolutely. And thank you for that. And thank you for that little kick in the pants for the audience to be like, you know, just get out there. And as you said earlier, like, I can't stress this enough, Google is your best friend.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Catalina, so much for being on the show. I am going to ask you one more question. This is how I get all my guests to leave their interview or conversation. And that is, what's the number one thing that you would like the listeners to know when it comes to growing a business or just really living your best life?
For growing a business and living the best life is get super clear on what you want and then write it down and then figure ways to get there. But the most important one is get super clear. Intent, there's so many laws in the justice system that talks about intent, and we dismiss intent a lot. Intent is huge, because if you become very clear of your intent, then you have a more clear path of where you want to go. Be committed to that intent and be totally resilient. You're going to fail, and failure is the way we learn. So intent, committed, and fail, and being okay with failure is my biggest three things. Instead of one, but I gave you three.